Hey friends, what's up? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career. This is Contemplation with Christoph number 66, and you know already that I'm so excited that you're here with me for yet another episode. I believe this is episode 174. There are the contemplations where it's just me, and then the conversations where I interview guests. Everything in these episodes are directed towards finding a career that you love, being happy in the moment, and showing you that your goals are indeed possible through hard work and while helping others. I want to help and encourage people all around the world by giving them real life examples of others, showing you that you can pursue a career that you love, give back to others along the way, and that more than often we set our goals much too low, thus selling ourselves short. Now, why would I ever want to show you that you're setting your goals too low, or encourage you to help people all around the world by giving you these examples of other people? You know why? Because I saw it in myself. And when I was in any job I've ever worked at in my entire life, I saw people that didn't like what they were doing, wanted to do something else, but weren't doing it. So my mission is to go out there and interview these people that are doing what they want, that are helping other people and are not stopping and not listening to that voice in their head that says you can't do it. They're going out there and they're doing it regardless. My goal always was, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to interview these people and I'm going to prove it to you that you can do what you want. So many people told me I couldn't do what I wanted and loved and make good money all at the same time and help other people. Too many factors. Not impossible, man. And I'm proving them wrong. And I don't talk about all those pillars that I just discussed, but I have all those pillars right now. And it is possible. And all these people I talk to, it is possible. But you can't give up. And you got to know that it's possible. You can find this episode and all the other contemplations and conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast and on any of your most favorite podcast apps. You can find yours truly on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. I read Build the Fort by Chris Hively last week. And this week I'm still reading Patton by Martin Blumenson. This one I am It's probably going to be 2 weeks until I finish it. So I was a week ahead and I'm probably going to be like right on schedule again. I am taking my time reading this book. I didn't want to fudge it. It's not super long. It's just over 300 pages, but it's really detailed. And I actually want to know about Patton in depth. And I want to know about all these books, but this one for me, I wanted to read a little bit slower. So I figured even though I wanted to finish ahead for the challenge, reading a book a week for a year, I also wanted to retain this one as best as I could. So here we go. We're going to do it. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 109 with the man, the legend, one of the nicest guys ever on the podcast, Chris Tonto Peronto. You may know Chris. He is a former Ranger. He was in Benghazi for the infamous Night of 13 Hours. He co-wrote that book. He highly advised the movie. The movie's great, by the way, if you haven't seen it. His character, the actor, the gentleman that plays him, just absolutely nails his character. Chris is so fun, so genuine, and it was a really good conversation. We had a lot of seriousness and a lot of fun in the conversation. I suggest you check it out. It's pretty cool. Today, I'm going to speak with you about better than perfection. So let's get into it. Coming from me, a perfectionist, I truly think a fair amount of my growth has actually been staggered because I waited too long because I wanted things to be quote unquote perfect before even starting. Now, I'm getting a lot better at it because I'm actively working on it. Remember, progress, not perfection. I think a lot of people, including myself, hence why I'm recording this podcast, quick tangent, if you remember in the beginning when I said, why am I interviewing people, that answers that half of it, that segment. Now this segment, the contemplations, is me sharing more of my life, things that I've learned, things that I want to learn, and things that I am continuing to learn. Having said that, I was afraid to show people things before I was finished. I was worried what they might think. When I look around, when I see friends, family, and again myself, a lot of people are worried what other people think. And it's easy for me to say that I'm not, but I absolutely am. And it's really hard to not care to that extent. People say, oh, I don't give a F about what this guy or girl thinks. And, you know, I don't gotta give a crap about what everybody thinks or anybody thinks. And maybe they're really good at that. But I think deep down, most everybody pretty much cares, unless that's just me. I could be wrong. And I'd love to know if you differ, if you are that stone cold person. But I do think that most everybody's afraid of what other people think to a point, maybe a different synonym than afraid, maybe one that's not as intense as afraid, maybe just a little hesitant to show people what they're doing or why they're doing it until it's finished. It's like being an entrepreneur. A lot of people think that they have to have this perfect product before they start their company and before they start selling it, which could not be farther from the truth. If you remember the last book I read, Build the Fort by Chris Hively, he talks about this actually specifically. Before waiting years to get that perfect device or system or whatever out there, you just gotta create the prototype. You have to do that instead of waiting years before it's perfect in your eyes and you've missed the boat. And all these other people and companies have already done it and you just need to get it out there. So what's better than perfection? Why would I even title it this? Starting, moving, and growing are so much better and so much more important than perfection. Like I said, I genuinely think a lot of my growth had been staggered because I waited to do things. If you don't wait to do things, you might think that's counterintuitive. Gotta have the perfect plan. We're gonna go out there. We gotta get it done. We gotta have a meeting. We gotta think this through. I can't go. I gotta make sure it's good. Honestly, that is really hard to get by. But for me, I've been working on this so hard. And I now know that coming from a perfectionist, I know that I'm ultimately going to grow more because I'm starting and figuring out what works and what doesn't work sooner than I would have if I waited longer. So if I'm doing something in my investment life, wow, that's a bad way to invest, or wow, that's a great way to invest, I should continue doing that, or I should stop doing that, or in the podcast, wow, that topic didn't really gain any traction, wow, that topic did gain any traction. You guys can see where this is going. So get out there. They say fail fast and fail hard. Everybody's heard that one, and this kind of coincides with that, right? So failing fast, failing equals not perfection by default. So I'm not going to drag this on. I just want you to know that the things that are better than perfection are getting out there and starting and figuring out what works and doesn't work sooner than later so that you can course correct sooner than later. Because if you go down a path longer and longer and longer and longer, then you have your quote unquote perfect product and it turns out that it's not perfect and then you figured out that this is just not going to work. And look at all that time you've wasted. You need to figure out what doesn't work now or what does work now so that you can course correct. All my life, I thought I needed to have things figured out. For tens and tens of episodes, I talked about how I'm trying to figure things out. I think it was even one of my questions for like months. You know, how do you find what you love to do? You just do things, and the more things you do, the more you hone down what you want to do. And you just know that you don't have to be perfect in what it is that you're doing, but you continue to do things that you enjoy, and you don't have to be a perfectionist at it. Things don't have to be perfect. Don't really care what people think, and that's easier said than done, but at least try it, and don't at least let it impede what you want to do. Do not be afraid to show people what you're working on, what you have worked on, and what you want to work on. And you don't have to say everything, but if you want to say everything, know that you can say everything. And go out there and create the prototype for whatever you're doing, whether it be an idea or whether it be a widget. Just go out there and create something, and if it doesn't work, then course correct and move on from there. So it's time for a recap. Better than perfection is just starting, moving, and course correcting. Coming from me, a perfectionist, it doesn't matter if something's perfect or not. Get out there, figure out if it works or it doesn't work. Progress, not perfection. Fail fast and fail hard so you can figure out what you need to do and keep on moving. You don't need to have everything figured out from A to Z. You just need to go from A to B, and when you get to B, C will become much more clearer. All right, friends, thank you so much for listening. Remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. You can find these podcasts and conversations, the contemplations on christophlewis.com/podcast or on any of your favorite podcasting apps. The most awesome way to help me out would just be to share the podcast. I appreciate it. If you have a couple extra seconds, you can head over to iTunes and rate 5 stars and comment and tell me what you like. Thanks for listening, but please don't only listen apply. My challenge to you would be to go out into the world and just think about, what are you waiting to do? Are you waiting to get a new job? Are you waiting to have a conversation with somebody? Are you waiting to do anything in your life because you want to wait until it's perfect to do it? Are you waiting to go to the gym because you don't think you're fit enough to be in a gym? Screw that. You go now. You do the thing now and you figure out what works and what doesn't work sooner than later. And if it's something like working out, what works is just going. What works and what is better than perfection is starting, course correcting, and just have the confidence in yourself that you can do it. Because you can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, and read all of the best books. But if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean a thing. So go out there and have the best Tuesday ever.